Thank you. curious about?
About her sexuality.
You can help open up her eyes a little bit.
Yeah. I was hoping to show her a few
tricks.
A poet, I think it is, once said, "The whole universe is in a glass of wine." I don't know, I don't think we'll ever know in what sense he meant that. For the poets don't write to be understood. But it is true that if you look at a glass of wine closely enough, you will see the entire universe. There are the things of physics, the twisting liquid, the reflections in the glass. Our imagination adds the atoms. It evaporates, depending on the wind and weather. Glass is a distillation of the Earth's rocks. And in its composition, as we've seen, the secret of the universe's age, the evolution of the stars. What strange array of chemicals are in the wine? How did they come to be? There are the ferments, the enzymes, the substrates, the products. And there in wine was found, great generalization, all life is fermentation. Nor can you discover the chemistry of wine without discovering, as did Pasteur, the cause of much disease. How vivid is the claret, pressing its existence into the consciousness that watches it. And if our small minds, for some convenience, divides this glass of wine, this universe, into parts, to physics, biology, geology, astronomy, psychology, and all, remember that nature doesn't know it. So we should put it all back together, and not forget at last what it's for. Let it give us one final pleasure more. Drink it up and forget about it all.
Learning to catch the heat. Dyson, and you're listening to Tears of the Gods on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform and Education Radio.
What's she curious about?
About our sexuality.
Yeah. Open up your eyes a little bit.
Yeah.
Tricks?
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, we are celebrating the 100th birthday of the Nobel Prize-winning physicist and incredible genius, Richard Feynman, one of my biggest intellectual idols. We began the set with some throat singing from the Central Asian Republic of Tuva by Hun Hun Tu. Kumi was the name of that song. And Richard Feynman was attempting to go to Tuva the last 10 years of his life. That was something he was interested in. And in fact, there's a book written by his friend Ralph Lighton, Tuva or Bust, that talks all about this attempt to travel to Tuva in many ways, an allegory for Feynman's perpetual curiosity to discover new things and to encourage other people to do the same thing. And as I mentioned before, Feynman was suffering from cancer, which ultimately killed him at the age of 69, and he died shortly before the visas ultimately arrived. And then we heard an acoustic song from one of the two most intellectually active rock acts, Queen, a song written by their astrophysicist guitar player Brian May that actually references Einstein's theory of relativity and space-time dilation. And then we heard from the German electronic band Tangerine Dream and Alpha Centauri, the short version of Alpha Centauri. They've got a half-hour-long version of that. And I mixed on top of it an excerpt from a talk by Richard Feynman talking about how physics can be understood by looking at a glass of wine, or at least trying to understand all the things that are going on in a glass of wine. And then we followed that with Richard Feynman himself playing bongos, the Orange Juice song. Our featured artist Rush followed that with New World Man. And we finished things off with AC/DC and Satellite Blues, trying to hook in the space science angle of things. And mixed in there twice, in fact, another excerpt from a short video with Gage and Stella and Mark Davis. And then we also heard Freeman Dyson, who's sometimes described as the most accomplished physicist who hasn't yet won a Nobel Prize. And he kindly recorded that show ID for me when he was an honored guest here at Tufts many years ago. And he was a friend of Richard Feynman as well. And there's a couple of articles there on the web. Well, one that I was just reading here, My Life with the Physics Dream Team, Freeman Dyson on working with the greatest physicists of the 20th century. So, coming up with our kind of talking about science and Earth-related topics, we're going to be hearing from anarchist journalist extraordinaire Chuck Urozina. And last Saturday was the Wake Up the Earth Festival in Jamaica Plain, the 40th anniversary of that. And, well, here's Chuck U to tell you all about it.
Okay, everybody on the ground, please. Lakin.
What?
So, we still see so many people sitting down. I know the food is delicious, yummy, yummy. But we need to see everybody standing, right?
Yes.
So how about over here? Can we see them? Everybody please is standing up with us. Let's celebrate this beautiful day. And then indeed, wake up the earth. Here you go. And you're going up. With your hands in the air. This time, we're going to jump. This time, we need to jump. Here we go. Boom. Nice.
Anova Brazil is performing at the Wake Up the Earth Festival, one of many bands that got everybody on their feet dancing in Jamaica Plain last Saturday, May 5th. This is the 40th consecutive year that the JP community has come together with its unique multicultural festival celebrating the diversity that is Jamaica Plain and the power of an organized people to shape their own little piece of the world.
You know,
the festival began as a victory celebration in 1978 when the neighborhood stood up to the city of Boston planners to stop construction of a major highway. Ellie, one of the MCs from the Sun Stage, explained more.
Aha! Wake up!
Yeah!
Wake up!
Yeah!
Wake up!
Yeah!
All right.
So who here can tell me the history of Wake Up the Earth Festival? Why are we celebrating? Anyone? I was just born, so I wasn't here. But what I hear is that we're gonna build like the highway through here, right here, where the orange line is now going through. And where we are sitting right now is the Southwest Corridor Park. And it runs along, I think, from Ruggles Station all the way through Forest Hills. And so it was gonna go all the way from where the orange line is now all the way through this community. And a lot of people were going to be displaced. So our community members and activists and politicians from Roxbury all the way through Jamaica Plain and all throughout Boston came together and they fought against that. It wasn't overnight. It took a while, but they triumphed and they were able to stop the highway from coming. So after that whole fight, we needed to celebrate. So what did we do? We came up with Wake Up the Earth Festival, because that was a wake-up call for a lot of people. The people can get together and they can make change, and we did. And I say we because I'm part of this community. I'm part of Jamaica Plain. I live here. I was born and raised in Boston, and the people of Boston will stand up if something is not right. And so therefore, Wake Up the Earth Festival celebrates that fight, and we've been celebrating for 40 years. So thank you all for being here today.
This is a milestone year for the festival, which is a mixture of music, food, family activities, and activism. John was gathering signatures for the Green Rainbow Party.
Been here about 5 minutes. We got 3, 5, 6, 7 people so far. Yeah, so this is the right environment.
The people here are receptive to your message of the Green Rainbow Party.
I think when they get out and see weather like this and groups like this and understand the needs of the environment, that's a good starting point for people to think we need a new politics to take care of this environment.
Speaking of the environment, Sarah is with Boston Climate Action. She had a few choice words about Mayor Walsh.
We had a bunch of us at a farmer's market over in Dorchester, and the mayor walked in, he saw all our yellow t-shirts, which are very well known. And we have, let's say, Boston Climate Action and also Community Choice Energy on them. And he walked over before we could even approach him, and he goes, I'm on it, I love you guys, you know, blah, 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 you know, this whole thing. And now he's not on it. Meanwhile, they're paying all this money out to people at BU to do a study. We don't need another study. So,
back to Wake Up the Earth. You've been here for 40 years, one of the original attendees. And activists who stopped the highway, which was the first original celebration. How has this grown and changed over the years?
Oh. There's thousands and thousands of people who aren't in any way connected to Jamaica Plain who come here. It's grown. It's just huge. It was very small for several years, and then it moved over to this park after this got built.
1987, somewhere like
that. That's when it opened up. Yep. They used to shut down Lamartine Street, and I don't know why this year they did not. I heard why.
You heard because
they couldn't afford the the money for the cops.
Right.
So yeah.
Bonnie calls it a cop shakedown.
Yeah, it is a cop shakedown. That's exactly what it is. And you think the city of Boston, after 40 years, would again? Where's Marty? I'm like.
Is he coming here today?
Yeah, no. I don't think so. Not that I've heard. He never has come. No mayor has ever shown.
Perhaps because Wake Up the Earth is a celebration of a community standing up to city power could be one reason why any mayor has never come. Meanwhile, the people are certainly enjoying themselves as they dance to the music of local honk band, Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band.
Much, everybody. We are Emperor Norton Stationary Marching Band. Thank you for joining us here at the Wake Up the Earth Festival. Wonderful festival here in JP. Who's having a good time out there?
So Wake Up the Earth is 40 years old. What does that mean to you?
Stuff. I don't know.
But you're not 40 years old.
No, I'm not.
So you couldn't come to all of them?
No, I couldn't.
How many did you come to?
How should I know?
Oh, well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
What was that? What are you doing here?
I am grassing.
Grassing?
I'm grassing.
And what is grassing?
It's where you, like, take a blade of grass and make weird noises with it. Yeah.
So that's your definition of music?
Yeah, sure.
That was Amelia, a 12-year-old who has been coming to Wake Up the Earth for as long as she can remember. Tom, a longtime JP resident, reflected on his history with the festival.
My first would have been 1981, I'd say.
That's almost 40 years.
You know? When it was over across the street at the gardens, which are now torn down and replaced with buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going back some. Yeah.
How do you think of today's event, 40th anniversary, how it's grown?
Oh, yeah, it's really something, hasn't it? It's really just blossomed, mushroomed, as it were. It's fantastic. So many more people here, so much more music, folks doing all their things. Yeah,
And the food.
Can't beat the food. Yeah, and the consciousness going around, too.
Yeah, good consciousness. We need that these days.
I should say, don't we? My God.
So what has attracted you the most today? What have you seen that you really liked?
You know, I think the different bands. I walked in and I heard three completely different musics, and each were just fantastic, yeah.
Three very different styles of music just from walking around. One such different act, and one of the rare quiet ones, was Brenda Lau. She herself proved to fit the multicultural aspect of Wake Up the Earth.
The next song is a Chinese song. I am from Panama, but my parents are Chinese, from Hong Kong and Macau, and my home, I speak Cantonese, so, and Mandarin. So today I decided to ring one song in Chinese, so it's my first language, second in Spanish, and then now I'm learning English. So this song is very special. The name of the song is My Happiness. The meaning of the song is like, if you're happy, I will be happy too. So it's a very special song for today. Hopefully everyone is having a fun time here at the Wake Up the Earth Festival. Enjoying.
Brenda Lau performing at Wake Up the Earth.
Hey there, my name is Kobe Yang Jacobs. I'm with Voter Choice Massachusetts, and I'm at the Wake Up the Earth Festival. So we are trying to educate people about ranked choice voting, which is basically a system under which instead of picking one candidate, you pick multiple candidates when you go to the polls, and you rank them in the order that you prefer them. The idea is to get rid of spoiler candidates, so that way people with novel ideas can run, we can increase representation, and we can increase the civility of our campaigns in the state of Massachusetts.
And how has the reception been to your work here today?
It's been very good. So this is actually my first day out with Voter Choice Massachusetts at an event. I have filled up a number of sheets already with people who are willing to volunteer and support, so it's going very well.
You guys have a website?
We do. VoterChoiceMA.org. VoterChoiceMA.org. You can find out more about ranked choice voting there. You can also click to volunteer or to donate.
Tell me about the bike-a-thon.
The bike-a-thon is Bikes Not Bombs' biggest fundraiser of the year. We have about 600 riders. We have routes that are 10, 30, 50, and 100 miles. If you start out on the 100-mile route and you say, I can't make it, we have 60 and 75-mile shortcuts. And we give you breakfast before the route. We give you lunch and a party afterwards and lots of really good rest stops in between.
And when is this happening?
It happens Sunday, June 10th. And we have what we call Chain Reaction, which is our bike shop's mobile repair, doing adjustments and repairs for people.
Oh, right here on the site. Look at that. Yeah, oh, cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
And you guys are based in Jamaica Plain, so...
We are at the old brewery building is our hub, and our bike shop is right near Green Street Station.
That was Angela with Bikes Not Bombs, the Jamaica Plain Bicycle Activist Group. Wake Up the Earth is an activist delight. It's also a music lover's delight, as MC Ellie introduces a homegrown Jamaica Plain favorite.
The band originated in Jamaica Plain, a multicultural enclave of Boston, as you know, where the music of local punk rock bands mixes with the sounds of mambo, bachata, reggaeton, and merengue. They are truly a one-of-a-kind experience. Give it up for Babalu!
Own Babalu had people dancing and grooving on the grass field at the Southwest Corridor site of the 40th annual Wake Up the Earth Festival. Wake Up the Earth happens every year on the first Saturday in May. This event was sponsored by Spontaneous Celebrations, a Jamaica Plain Arts and Education Center. For more information about them, you can visit their Facebook page or go to their website, spontaneouscelebrations.org.
Babalu!
This is Chuck Rosina reporting and dancing at Wake Up the Earth.
Thank you, Chuck, for that excellent report on the 40th Wake Up the Earth celebration last Saturday in Jamaica Plain. So, our theme this evening, well, we're celebrating the 100th birthday of one of my biggest intellectual idols, the Nobel Prize winning physicist Richard Feynman. And in our final set of the evening, we're going to focus a bit on his work on the Manhattan Project that built the atomic bombs used at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And, well, why don't I just tell you exactly what's going in? We're starting off with Rush and their song, Manhattan Project. And then we're going to hear one of my remixes that I did a while ago when we did our It's Atomic show, Kraftwerk, Radioactivity. And I've got a bunch of clips in there from President Eisenhower and his incredibly important speech in 1953, A Chance for Peace, after Stalin died. And, well, he was hoping that Khrushchev and him could spend money on improving the lives of their citizens rather than on weapons. And I'll leave that for Eisenhower to tell you more about that. And then we're going to also hear the Armenian Duke player, Lovely Spring, with Richard Feynman talking about what was going on at Los Alamos and reflecting on what was going on at Hiroshima after that bomb was dropped. And also a little story by Hank Fonts, 23-year WMFO DJ. And, well, all of that, we're going to start it right now. Here's Rush and Manhattan Project on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford, Somerville, Boston.
Imagine a time when it all began, in the dying days of a war, a weapon that would settle the score. Whoever found it first would be sure to do their worst. We always had before. Imagine a man where it all nation, always eager to explore, build the best big stick to turn the winning trick. But this was something more.
nuclear detonation or the flying debris could kill you in seconds. That's air pollution. But man's deliberate pollution of the air he breathes will take a little longer. Words to think about from the sportsmen in your area and the National Rifle Association of America.
pay for a single fighter plane with a 500,000 bushels of wheat. We pay for a single destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people. This is, I repeat, the best way of life to be found on the road the world has been taking. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. These plain and cruel truths define the peril and point the hope that come with the spring of 1954.
Moral questions, I do have something I would like to say about it, because the original reason to start the project, which I had, which was that the Germans were in danger, started me off on a process of action, which was to try to develop this, first the system in Princeton, then at Los Alamos, to try to make the bomb work. All kinds of attempts to redesign, to make it a worse bomb, or whatever, and so on, and all working all this time to see if we could make it go. And so it was a project in which we all worked very, very hard and all cooperating together. And with any project like that, you continue to work trying to get success, having decided to do it. But what I did immorally, I would say, was not to remember the reason that I said I was doing it. So that when the reason changed, which was that Germany was defeated, not the single thought came to my mind at all about that, that that meant now that I have to reconsider why I'm continuing to do this. I simply didn't think, okay? I remember, perhaps I was blinded by my own reaction. It was a very considerable elation and excitement. And there was kind of parties and people got drunk and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima. I was involved with this happy thing and also drinking and drunk and playing drums, sitting on the hood of the bonnet of a Jeep and playing drums and excitement running all over Los Alamos at the same time as the people were dying and struggling in Hiroshima.
Say, not naming any names or any of that stuff, and with no thought of any ego involvement in this, just something came naturally. But I wonder how many people can come close to even one of these situations. For instance, let us say that I've had quite an association a while back with a 17-year-old a West African Mandingo tribeswoman from Liberia, and wasn't my idea. I mean, I certainly wasn't resisting it, but we'd be driving along somewhere, and she'd say, "Why do men like to fondle women's breasts?" She'd keep asking questions like that, and then hiking her dress up to the ceiling. So after a while, I said, "What do you want?" And, "Sister, I've got it. That's what you like, and I'm not resisting it." Anyway, that's the way that went. She was quite a scholar, too. Funny part of it, she got the best marks in a class in high school when I had met her a few months ago, but before then, when I was giving a talk at the high school.
need to stand up and get on my knees.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio, particularly this evening, where the last 2 hours we have been commemorating the 100th birthday of the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman. One of the best-known scientists of the 20th century. An author of several books. The inventor of Feynman diagrams. And a pioneer in the field of quantum computing and nanotechnology. And also somebody who helped get to the bottom of the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. In that last set, we started off with Rush and their song about the Manhattan Project, which Richard Feynman worked on, and then my Plastic Sushi remix of Kraftwerk's Radioactivity, my atomic remix of that, featuring President Dwight David Eisenhower and his 1953 Chance for Peace speech, as well as a little bit of Howard Zinn that came to me from a Chuck Yu news piece. And then Jivan Gasparian, the Armenian Duduk player. And I layered on top of that some thoughts from Richard Feynman about working on the Manhattan Project and the contrast between the celebrations going on at Los Alamos after